The Blue Angels return to the airshow circuit. The first Dreamliner pilots are trained and ready. And ALPA pressures United Continental to negotiate. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, June 10th, 2011. The U.S. Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, better known as the Blue Angels, will resume all previously scheduled performances for the current season, starting with the Quad City Air Show in Davenport, Iowa next weekend. The Navy says that during the past 2 weeks, the Blue Angels completed rigorous training and an air show demonstration practice to integrate Captain Greg McWhirter, the new commanding officer and flight leader. Captain McWhirter served last with the Blue Angels as their commanding officer during the 2010 season. The downtime was required when Dave Koss, the previous Blue Angel commanding officer, was relieved of his command at his request following a lower-than-normal maneuver during the team's performance at the Lynchburg Regional Air Show, May 22nd. Things have been pretty quiet on the Dreamliner front lately as Boeing works toward a first delivery of its new 787 to launch customer All Nippon Airways later this year. But the signs are starting to appear. Boeing reports the first 10 ANA pilots who will fly the new plane have completed training in Washington State. The training included flights May 25th in which a Boeing instructor worked from the right seat and the company pilots cycled through the left seat to perform approaches at Grant County International Airport in Moses Lake, Washington, including touch-and-goes. Boeing says the flights confirmed that the 787 simulators and overall Boeing training program accurately replicate the feel and operation of the airplane. All the pilots from the first cruise received qualification check rides from the Japan Civil Aviation Board during their sim training and are now considered fully qualified to fly the 787 under Japanese regulatory authority. Timed to coincide with a shareholders meeting this week, ALPA, the Airline Pilots Association, hinted strongly that stockholders should demand that United CEO Jeff Smisek thoroughly explain management's failure to negotiate a JCBA, or Joint Collective Bargaining Agreement, to allow the integration of Continental pilots who came over in the merger. Captain Wendy Morse, chairman of the United Master Executive Council of ALPA, says, quote, "It's unfathomable that more than 1 year after the announcement of the merger, the company has not reached agreement with its pilots on a JCBA," unquote. Captain Jay Pierce, chairman of the Continental Master Executive Council, added, quote, "Management would like you to believe that the merger is on schedule and that the promise of a bigger airline with bigger benefits for shareholders and passengers alike will be fulfilled sooner rather than later. We are here today to ensure that the interests of more than 12,000 United and Continental pilots are not lost in management's rush to declare the merger a victory," unquote. Gulfstream International Airlines, based in Dania Beach, Florida, has reportedly signed a 5-year agreement with Vector Aerospace Corporation for engine maintenance, repair, and overhaul. Terms call for Vector to provide the airline with comprehensive engine repair and overhaul support for the Pratt & Whitney Canada PT6A-67D series engine from its engine services Atlantic facility located in Summerside, Prince Edward Island, Canada. Darrell Richardson, chief restructuring officer for Gulfstream International Airlines, elaborated, quote, "Our airline operates a fleet of 23 Beechcraft 1900D aircraft with scheduled and charter services to Florida, the Bahamas, and the Caribbean. We are confident that Vector will provide exceptional repair and overhaul service for Gulfstream's fleet of engines," unquote. Aspen Avionics' unique solution to making new glass panel technology fit in unconventional spaces has resulted in the adoption of its Evolution flight display line in a number of unusual applications. We can now add the Aerovocody L39 to that list, as owners embrace the chance to replace their 1960s-era panels with the Evolution system. Among the new Evolution owners are Walt Waltos and Jim Thompson, both of whom chose to upgrade their L39 panels with Aspen Evolution. Waltos is Chief Executive Officer of Simulations Plus, a company that delivers pharmaceutical software for use in research and education. He explains, quote, "I wanted the same capability in my L39 as I have in my Citation. The L39 is not a hard IFR airplane. It's a fun airplane, but when I'm IFR, I want everything going for me," unquote. The L39 is a low-wing, all-metal, turbofan-powered aircraft with tandem seating designed for basic and advanced training, including weapons delivery and light attack missions. While newer versions are now replacing older L-39s in service, thousands remain in active service as trainers, and many are finding new homes with private owners all over the world. Up next on ANN, the down economy claims another 400 aerospace jobs. Simcom adds Avio IFMS to an Eclipse simulator. And want better service? Tell your story on YouTube. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, June 10th. I'm Paul Plack. BJA, Business Jet Access, dedicated its new Dallas Love Field facility this week with a Monday open house. BJA is located on the west side of the airport along Denton Drive on 7.5 acres. The 50,000-square-foot facility incorporates two large hangar bays and a main office terminal building. Business Jet Access had formerly occupied hangar and office space co-located with its sister company, Business Jet Center, on the east side of the airport. General Manager Brian Hoffman says the new standalone facility will allow BJA to expand its business footprint at Love Field to better serve customers. BJA now manages 12 aircraft and operates 11 of them on its Part 135 certificate. Goodrich Corporation has announced it will close its Marble Avenue landing gear facility in Cleveland, Ohio, by the end of 2012 due to program volume decline and the lack of appropriate new work to cost-effectively fill available capacity. The facility has about 400 employees and supplies a range of landing gear equipment for commercial and military customers. The work done at Marble Avenue will be gradually transferred to other landing gear facilities. Simcom training centers are in the process of upgrading one of their Eclipse 500 simulators at the Orlando location to allow training on the new Avio Integrated Flight Management System. Avio IFMS, which Eclipse Aerospace says has reached the 100-customer milestone, includes digital moving map, XM weather integration, electronic charts, flight plan overlay on nav displays, and WAAS precision approach capability. The simulator in Orlando is expected to be ready this fall. Simcom has also introduced an optional advanced Eclipse initial type rating course for more experienced pilots. It shortens the duration from 14 days to 9 and is designed for the pilot with previous turbine and high altitude operating experience. The total simulator hours are the same as the 14-day course, but are condensed and administered using a more intensive format. Simcom operates training facilities in Orlando, where it's based, and also in Glendale and Scottsdale, Arizona, and Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Training on one of the company's two Jetstream J-41 simulators is also conducted at the Eastern Airways headquarters at Humberside International Airport in Kirmington, UK. Kearney Regional Airport's newest FBO, Kearney Aviation Center, reportedly opened for business June 1st and is partnering with AvFuel, including contract fuel and AvTrip services. AvFuel Director of Marketing Marcy Ammerman praises Kearney's marketing focus and promises, quote, "We look forward to helping Kearney Aviation Center go above and beyond expectations to meet customers' needs," unquote. Owner Phil Jossi says he opened his FBO due to what he felt was the region's need for a service-oriented FBO that offered competitive prices. Guests will enjoy complimentary beverages, wireless internet, and discounts on rental cars, accommodations, and more. A build-out scheduled for completion by mid-July will add a conference room, office space, and a pilot's lounge. And finally today, YouTube has again proven its value as a way to draw attention to unsatisfactory consumer experiences. It will be 2 years next month since Canadian singer-songwriter Dave Carroll posted his music video, United Breaks Guitars, after months of frustration trying to get compensation for his damaged Taylor guitar from the airline. The YouTube video quickly got his story covered by the news media, and that video is now at 10 million views and counting. Well, in the past week, the flap over U.S. servicemen returning from Afghanistan being charged $200 each by Delta to accommodate their extra gear bags on a flight home from deployment has also resulted in a YouTube video, and convinced the airline to change its policy for returning troops. That video is at 500,000 views and counting. Having apparently learned little, the Air Transport Association has issued a news release trying to point out that member airlines often provide troops preferential boarding, and rates for their transport are negotiated by the General Services Administration. ATA says several airlines have already announced more accommodating changes following the Delta debacle. Perhaps, if you're contemplating flying the airlines, the best way to make sure you're treated right may be to carry a Flip HD camera showing clearly in your shirt pocket. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature today, with Eclipse Aerospace recently announcing the 100th customer commitment for its new Avio integrated flight management system upgrade. We're going to revisit a recent conversation between Eclipse Aerospace CEO Mason Holland and ANN's Jim Campbell, including the topic of what it would take to restart new production of the Eclipse 500. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.